Ian Pearce sadly and suddenly passed away at the age of just 56. I'm sure you'll agree that match days here will never ever be the same again. A number of Ian's family are here this evening, so would you please stand for a minute's applause as we pay our respects to Pearcey.
And this is what the fans had to say about Ian Pearce.
Pearcey to us was Mr. Luton Town himself. Without Pearcey's knowledge, stats, his comments, his wit, he's just a legend down in his club.
Well, there was a man who was Mr. Luton Town. You know, he cared passionately about the club, and I think there'd be no more fitting tribute than to get promotion just for him. His memory lives on.
We loved him, and every time we see him, we shook hands with him. It was a shock to me, and I started crying.
Obviously, we hope that this will be the motivation for the fans and the players to get us promoted for Pearcey.
Yeah, a massive shock really, because I knew Ian from, must have been about 10, 15 years from down the club. Did a nice piece up at Morecambe a few years back when we presented the shirt over the Eric Morecambe statue. Ian come and interviewed us from Three Counties Radio. I always see a friendly face that used to walk past me, and I'm really, really upset that he's no longer with us. So it's been a massive shock to me.
Well, our sports editor Simon Oxley was at last night's game and joins us from his home this morning. Hi, Simon.
Morning, Lorna.
That round of applause has just totally got to me. It must have been quite an emotional evening last night.
It was. It was a very moving occasion, and at the request of the family, it was a minute's applause rather than a minute's silence, as you sometimes get. And it really enabled people to express their feelings. It was beautifully observed, and there were some banners up around the ground, one which said, "Win it for PSC," which they couldn't quite manage, courtesy of a stoppage time equaliser. But a lot of people coming up to us in the press box, and Ian's family were there as well, of course, and just saying how much they will miss him. And some nice tributes in the programme as well from Managing Director Gary Sweet, who, of course, we've had on this station a number of times, who was a pupil of Pearce's a few years back at Chorley School. So some lovely tributes and some lovely stories as well. Bill Cole, one of our colleagues, recalling the time when they went to Huddersfield and were refused admission into the press area because it was the same area as the directors went in. They weren't wearing a tie. So the following season, they went in full dinner suits with bow ties and all the rest of it. And even the hard-nosed Yorkshire stewards were smiling as they had to let them in.
I remember hearing that story. He told me it himself. But Pearcey, loyal to Luton Town, not only in the commentary, but you know, as a loyal Hatters fan as well. But it seems last night the Hatters fans really loyal to Pearcey too.
They were. I think they grew to respect him for his views on the team, which were, you know, despite being a fan, were always objective. If things had to be criticised, then they were. And I think people recall just his love of the club when Luton were in trouble, as they have been a number of times off the field in recent seasons. But this particular occasion, they'd just been taken over by John Gurney. There were all sorts of question marks, and there was a public meeting held at Kenilworth Road one pre-season when the Trust in Luton was originally formed, and Pearcey got up to speak. And you know what it's like in this politically correct world. People at the BBC aren't supposed to have opinions, but you couldn't tell that to Pearcey. His club was in danger. He wanted to have his say, and he did. And that endeared him very much to the fans. He was one of them. He was with them, in the support of Luton as a football club and also as a town, of course.
And also, not only the fans were loyal to Pearcey, but the club's been loyal to Pearcey as well. And I believe they're going to pay lasting tribute to him as well.
They are. They're going to rename the press room at Kenilworth Road after him, which is a fine gesture. It didn't feel the same last night, I must say. Just sitting in the press box, I've been going there for many, many years, and you know, faces come and faces go. But it just doesn't feel the same. But the applause was quite moving, and I think people, you know, were remembering Ian. But also, I think when you go to football, when you first go, you might go with dad or granddad, and maybe now they aren't with you, so perhaps people were remembering people they used to go to football with as well, of course, as Ian.
And Pearcey's press room, Kenilworth Road at Luton Town. What do you think you'd make of that, Simon?
I'm not so sure, to be quite honest. I think he'd have been deeply touched by the tributes that have been paid.